Up next, our video producer, Flora Lichtman, is here. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
Got our video pick of the week up on our website today?
Yes, we do. Good. And it's something a little different.
Ooh.
It's a rare thing when the video pick of the week breaks news.
Ooh. Wait, let me give it the introduction you need. This just in.
This just in. And it's actually, it's news, science news about a dilemma that I think is on a lot of people's minds right now.
Which is?
Will the alcohol I add to my homemade eggnog kill any dangerous bacteria, you know, namely salmonella, because they're raw eggs and eggnog?
I remember this must be part two to the eggnog saga.
It's true. We are recycling the idea. We did do it last year. But it's good. It's like real science. We're adding to this this body of knowledge on this important holiday question.
We have been doing or helping, getting help with Rockefeller University.
Here. Yes.
What happens if you, what's the right word? Spike?
Spike. Definitely spike.
Spike your eggnog with lots of alcohol.
Right. I mean, and I think the important thing is we've gotten help because this lab has a vested interest in this question. It's Vince Fischetti and Raymond Shook, who are in the microbiologists at Rockefeller. Mm-hmm. And they have been making this eggnog with raw eggs for 40 years. It dates back to this famous scientist, Dr. Rebecca Lancefield, who worked there. And so for 40 years, they've been doing raw eggnog. And now they're investigating it.
And then raw eggs is dangerous kind of eggnog, right? Because the salmonella could grow in it.
That is the question. Can the salmonella survive in spiked eggnog? And here's another little twist. They actually make the eggnog at Thanksgiving and let it sit in a refrigerator for 6 weeks, which sounds to me kind of like disgusting.
Yeah, and but there's a surprising result that happens, isn't there?
It's very surprising.
Should we give it away or just let people know? You have to go to our website at sciencefriday.com and look at the video pick of the week.
I think this is news you can use.
This is news you can use, but we want to warn them, don't try this at home.
Yeah, big disclaimer. I mean, this is a single study, sample size of one, so take it with a grain of salt. This is not like the theory of evolution.
Right.
We are really at the forefront of this body of
and
research.
And they inject a whole lot of live salmonella into this eggnog.
Yeah, they really do a test. They make a vat of eggnog. This is the experiment. They make a vat of eggnog, and they put in salmonella like 10 doses, as if you were making an eggnog batch with every egg had salmonella in it. And then they watch to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And we find out,
and then they add a whole bunch of alcohol.
Yeah, that is key, I think.
Key, they add a whole bunch of liquor to us, call it what it is. But then they sits in the refrigerator for weeks, right?
Right, it sits in the fridge for weeks.
And we find out what happens to the drinkability, shall I call it?
Yes, the drinkability.
The drinkability of the eggnog after all these weeks sitting in this brew.
Yeah, and one little thing that might pique your interest is that after they add all this alcohol, which is like a pint of rum and a quart of brandy or bourbon, it doesn't kill the salmonella right away.
No.
So.
And that's the surprising part. That if you go to our website at sciencefriday.com, you can watch them make, and Flora went to their lab again, follow up from last year, and they continue to do this and advance the science.
Because they're advancing the science on this.
Advancing the science. You watch Flora, we have the whole recipe go on. It goes on for quite a few minutes. It's quite interesting. It's better than a cooking show. I don't think Iron Chef is going to have these guys
watch
on.
Out, Alton Brown.
There you go. See if he can make it better. And you'll watch what happens in making this eggnog and what happens after it gets laced with this alcohol.
And one more disclaimer. If you really want to be safe, you know, there's always the stuff off the shelves.
Right. Stick with that. All right,
Flora,
thank you very much.
Thanks, Ira.
Quite interesting. That's about all the time we have for today. Check that out on our website at sciencefriday.com, a pick of the week, along with dozens of others there. Our program is produced by Christopher Taliata, senior producer Ned Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora is our producer for digital media. Laura Pelcher, our SciArts producer, and Shelley DuBois. I love to get her name wrong. Shelley DuBois is our Spanish language producer. Neil Rausch, our technical director, and he's at the controls here in New York. And we had help in Second Life from Lynn Cullins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. You can send your email to us. It's best to surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com, where we're podcasting and tweeting and twittering and all that kinds of stuff at SciFry all week. And you can also send us your email over there if you'd like. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.